Blog Talk Radio.
Put your hands together.
Break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clapped your hands, it's a wrap.
God bless you, families and friends. God bless you on tonight. I know that it's somebody out there. Understand that you're still in a fight. And no matter what it looks like, we're going to stay on the wall and keep pushing and keep pressing. I give honor to the Spirit of Christ who's the head of my life. And I thank God for my wife and also my families and friends. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I want to talk to somebody, and we want to pray for somebody, we want to minister to somebody. I don't know how things are going to go, but I want to deal with somebody. Understand that you're still in a fight, and no matter what, I cannot let my guard down. I will not let my guard down. I want to talk to you over there, international waters. How you doing, my God, Norway? How you doing, Asia? How you doing, saints of God, over there? I'm telling you right now, God is in control. Germany, God is in control. United Kingdom, God is in control. And I want to talk to somebody that no weapon formed against them is not going to prosper. I don't know about you, but some of you can pay the price to get where you at. And some of you need to just let the enemy know. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, I'm waiting on the things of God. Yeah, things is coming up. At the end of the day, I understand that this means war. And in a minute, I'm not coming off my wall. Is there anybody tonight understand that you're not coming off the wall? You're not coming off the wall. This year, you're going to see the manifestation of your blessing. This year, God's going to do what he says he's going to do. This year, I will not go through another year of defeat. You shall not go through another time to where you're holding your head down. This year, if you got to fight the whole year, baby, you might as well say, let's bring it on, because we're going to do what God said we're going to do. I'm telling you right now, I just feel a praise in my soul. I feel a shout in my belly. I know for a fact that God is ready to move in your life. God is ready to do something right there. Some of you need to plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of your mind. Plead the blood in your home. Plead the blood in your situation. Because at the end of the day, you control your turnaround. And your turnaround can happen right now tonight. And I'm telling you right now, that fire of the Holy Ghost is ready to back you. You need to just go ahead and take a few minutes and go ahead and get God a praise. If anything is out there tonight, I need you to think of the goodness of Jesus. And all that it has done for you, regardless of where you are on the map or regardless of where you are in the world, you can just thank God and give just somebody God a praise that they can give to God. The enemy thought, but guess what? That shall not be so. Somebody go ahead and praise that. And just say, in God. And baby, let me tell you something. When you don't gain yourself to the Lord, and you don't enter into the family, you don't enter into the blood loss, you don't enter into the blood, but I just feel like giving God a praise on tonight. And I'm telling you right now, you need to make a difference, make a stand all over the world and say, you know what? Things might start it off rocky. The enemy might start it off pushing. The enemy might start it off putting down and bringing psychological warfare, and at the end of the day, no weapon formed against us that will not prosper. And if we got to keep fighting, so shall it be, because we are determined that we shall walk in the victory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight that we shall walk into the victory of you. We shall walk into the power that are. We thank you, God, that on tonight, that the blood washing, my God, the sovereign God, that he is able, and he is able to do abundantly, exceedingly of all things. Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us the victory. We thank you for giving us the power. We thank you for allowing us, for you helping us to discover what's into ourselves. We thank you, God, that this day we're going to recognize, not through our neighbor, not through our partner, not through our pastor, that the enemy in our life has been destroyed. We thank you for our weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down. God, we thank you that you've given us the understanding in the revelation how to pull down, how to fight, how to warfare. We thank you, God, because as we prophesied in our life, according to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, God, the prophetic words, the prophetic prophecy, we thank you as we prophesied that this is going to be our greatest year, that this is going to be a victorious year, that this will be a prosperous year. We thank you, God, most of all, that you're pouring out your presence, you're pouring out your spirit, you're pouring out yourself unto us. We thank you, God, that you don't take it lightly, that you're revealing to us who you are. You're revealing to us what you want, God. You're revealing to us that you are ahead of our life. You are, my God, a mighty the shepherd, and we shall not walk, God. As we walk and keep walking into your presence, God, we can just say thank you for being by our side. We say thank you for walking with us. We gotta thank you. And I know that it's somebody tonight that is listening in all over the world, listening right now. You have a thank you in your spirit. Things might not be going away, Lord. Things might not be going our way. It might not be coming our way. But we thank you that in the flesh we're going to see the victory. We thank you in the flesh we're going to see our healing. We thank you in the flesh we're going to see our prosperity. And anything that is not like you, God, we thank you that it is and it will be destroyed. Our family shall thrive. Our home shall thrive. Our life shall thrive. Our health shall thrive. In the name of Jesus, we shall lift up a praise upon the one voice and one sound. We shall make a sound in the heavens that it will shake the deeps of hell, rocking left and right, front and back, because we are the children of Zion. And all of this, it shall come out like a voice of trumpet, a voice of thunder, in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost. Does anybody know that you got the victory? We thank you, God, that a turnaround is coming. We thank you that everything, God, that you have for us in this season, that it is for us, and everything that the devil's trying to block, we come against it with the fighting power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say yes. We say yes unto tonight. We thank you, God, that things are turned around. We thank you, God, our children are turned around. We thank you, God, that everyone we come in contact with is coming around. That what is in us, it will get contagious and get on them. We say yes, for our souls say yes. For our souls say yes. Is it in our soul tonight? We'll give God a yes. Thank you, Lord, in the midst of our fight, in the midst of our rushing. You keep refreshing us. You keep encouraging us. You never leave our side. For our souls say yes. Thank you, Lord, for giving us and teaching us how to take dominion and control over our homes, over our minds, in the name of Jesus. Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus, we petition you, Lord, and petition the heavens. We petition to show up another depth inside of you. We petition to take up a limb to another part of your mind. Take up another pour into your inner dwellings in the name of Jesus. I got to get it out of you. Yes, sir. To get it out of tonight. Got to praise in your spirit. Got to praise in your belly. I dare you, sir, to give God a praise. No matter what, give him a praise. I dare you to praise God till the devil is mad. Praise God till you feel the change. We say yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say yes. She said yes, Lord. She said yes. She told him that it is she. Let's have her last she every day. We shall be victorious. We shall walk into our full deliverance. We shall walk in the fullness there. We shall not be individuals that look at our life as we count it out. But we shall be counted in because the blood washing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that this day we really understand within our spirits that we have the victory. We have the victory. We have the victory. Has anybody got the victory tonight? I feel the Holy Ghost. We have the victory. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Breathe on our mind. Breathe on our spirit. Keep us refreshed within you. Keep the burning coals. Keep them burning, burning, burning inside our spirits, God. We say yes in the name of Jesus. We say yes. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost power. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, my goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel that somebody praise the God right now. Can we just stop for a few minutes? Those that is in your home, I can tell us if you on your job, you at work or where you at. Just stop for a few minutes and give God a worship that is making a sound, a worship that is shaking the heavens. In the name of Jesus, we didn't come to entertain, but baby, we come to give something to you. And I feel a shake in the Holy Ghost. I feel a worship in the Holy Ghost. I say thank you, God. I say thank you. Where are you not at issues? Can't I run the race? Run the road. Isha can be the race. Let her roll. She and me. We say thank you. Breathe upon us as we humbly submit to your presence. As we humbly submit to you. Breathe upon us, for you are the whole God. You are sovereign. You are sovereign. I'm telling you right now, there is a sweet spirit. Some of you need a healer right now. I dare you to go ahead and worship God. You don't have to wait for another Sunday morning service. You don't have to wait for another revival. You don't have to wait for another Bible study. You don't have to wait for another prayer meeting. Right now, the release of the Holy Ghost, the release of the anointing can touch you right now in your home. God is ready to work a miracle out in your life. God is ready to touch and heal and deliver. Set the captain free right now. If anybody, my God, tonight is willing, I get you to begin to cry down. About a minute, we blast him in the name of Jesus. No more my bodies shall not have. No more false perception we shall not have. No more running off in negative emotion, negative feelings in the name of Jesus. We shall be steadfast in this day in the name of Jesus. We shall be. My goodness, I fear the Holy Ghost. I fear the power of the living God. I tell you right there in your home, right there on your job. You just go ahead and give God a worship. Because I'm telling you right now, my soul say yes. My soul say yes. Because he is our Lord. He is our Holy. He is our God. He is our Maker. He is the Lord of Lords and the Kings of Kings. He is the head of our life. And all we can do is just thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. Listen, saints of God, I just give God a blessing. We thank God, my goodness, because it's always lovely. It doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, that the Spirit of the Lord to us sitting down, beginning to operate. It's a time out enough for man and enough for flesh. I don't know about you, but I'm just ready to move into the power, into the Spirit of the living God. So, God, we say yes as He's entering in your homes, and you're fighting and you're walking with Him in. And I'm telling you right now, greatness is upon you, and His greatness is upon your own life. And in order to get greatness, that's why a lot of us have to go through the press, because God is pressing the greatness out of you. Greatness is in you and is coming out of you. And I'm telling you right now, greatness is going to pay your bill. Greatness is going to take care of you. Greatness is going to bring you a financial income. Greatness is going to bring you your healing. Greatness is going to have a turnaround to happen in your life. Greatness, whatever it's going to touch through you, everything's going to win. Everything's going to be victorious. Everything's going to come alive. Ain't nothing going to be dead. It's going to be resurrected. In the name of Jesus, we say yes, Lord. We thank you. Listen, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost, and I'm about ready to get my size myself, because I feel the power of the living God. I dare you right there. You just keep wishing where you at. As we get ready for our very own Mother Helen, my God Almighty. But I'm telling you right now, I feel greatness. I feel the presence of the living God. I feel the Spirit of the living God right now. And I'm telling you right now, it's ready to touch you, and it's ready to come into your life. Matter of fact, it's already here. It's just waiting on for you to invite Him. And ask the Spirit of the Lord to come invite it. Tell Him to ignite my fire. Ignite me within you, God. Ignite me in the name of Jesus. And I just give God the honor. We bless God. Keep our very own Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson up in prayer. God is doing great things inside of them. And I know that God has many more things that He wants to do. Touching many lives all over the world. My God, internationally and also nationally. Families and friends, I'm telling you right now, if you're starting off a little slow with your prayer life, it's your prayer time. We want to get you back on board. Come on, and let's step into the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's get into the presence of the living God. We ain't got time to throw spitballs and do all this kind of stuff here, but we got time to get in the faith, seek the faith of the living God. And He is, my God, worthy. Listen, saints of God, I know that you are ready, my God, to hear our very own mother. I don't know what she want to do or how everyone is doing, but whatever it is, we know that it's God and that it's going to touch lives. It's going to touch all of us in some way. We can all feel something from it. And I just thank God for each and every one of you that is in that press, and you keep pressing, even though it will get hard. But guess what? You keep on pushing. You keep on driving. You keep on making it. And you're going to begin to see the blessings that come in your life. The trickle is just a sign that it's a flood of water somewhere. So always remember, when you see a trickle of a blessing coming in, remember, it's the overflow somewhere. The trickle just letting you know you're getting close to the flood. And it's your time to get to the flood. God bless you, Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. You done got me upset. I can't even get myself together now. Hey.
Oh,
glory to God.
This is the Father, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Giving
honor to God, He's the head of my life, because this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I love that song, War, because that's what we in, is a warfare against the enemy.
Yes.
If we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need Him now. Every minute, every second, every hour of the day, we sure do need Him now. Giving honor to Apostle Spencer, First Lady LaKeisha, Pastor Smith, Yes. Mother Jackson, frontline intercessors, all it takes to make up my co-laborers in the Lord of ADM Ministry. I'm just going to talk briefly about something that's been in my spirit. Everybody has hit on it this week in a roundabout way, and we're going to be talking about unity. Just one
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
And I'll be coming from Ephesians. And you want to try to pick out one verse, but in Ephesians, sometimes you just have to eat the whole roll to really get the message over to the people.
Amen.
So I'm going to be coming from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. And this was Paul talking
Amen.
To the church in Ephesus. And a footnote says, so far Paul had taught that God brought Jews and Gentiles into a new relationship to each other in the church and called the church to display his wisdom and show how God made provision for those in the church to live, work together in unity, and grow in maturity.
Amen.
As Christmas of the Lord, I urge you to live a worthy of calling that you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, that being heaven, he led captives in his train and gave gift to men. What does he ascended mean? Except that he also descended to the lower earthly region, which was hell. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for the work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. And that's what I want to talk about, and I will read a little more when I finish explaining. Ephesians
Amen.
Is such a rich book, and it's all teaching us how to get along with each other, just to put it in a plain English, how to be unified.
Yes.
What does the word unity mean? It means oneness, complete mutual agreement, harmony on one accord. If you look over in Psalms 133, the first verse say how wonderful it is when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity.
Mm.
The teaching of Jesus Christ can be like every day. Unity teaches that it's a unique expression of God from each one of us. We
yes.
are all sacred. Each one is worthy. So I can understand now why pastor want to put us on a fast or put us, he just striving and praying every day that we go higher and higher in the Lord.
Mm.
When he talk about the offices of the church, like the pastors, apostles, we all have unique gifts. The evangelists have their gifts. The pastors have their charge. The prophets have their charge. But it's all one body. We can all work together in unity. And if we're not unified, we will never be the church that God is calling for in the last days. If you can't take rebuke from your pastor, you won't make it. I pray to God. I have stood up under some pastors who ran every office in the church. They delegated you, but they didn't let you execute what you wanted to. I pray that an apostle will never be one of those kind of ministers that will not let us execute. I don't see that, and I don't even entertain that. But as long as we stay obedient to what he asks us to do, follow the fast, stay in your lane, and do what your office calls you to do. Everybody's not called to be a prophet, a prophetess.
Mm.
Everybody's not called to be an evangelist. Everybody's not called to be a pastor. So, but it, we all work together as one body, one faith, one God, one baptism. And so my advice to all saints under the sound of my voice in the international waters, in the United States, wherever you're hearing me, take time out and read all six chapters of Ephesians, verses 6, and it will tell you how you're supposed to conduct yourself in the church, how you're supposed to honor what God has given you. Sometimes in churches, your idea may be greater than mine, but you have to cooperate. Pray for me when you see the weakness in what I'm trying to portray, but don't take it over. Sometimes we have that takeover spirit, and it's not that we mean any harm, but it's just that we don't have that obedience. We don't have that control. We don't have that long suffering. And we don't have all of the fruits of the Spirit. We don't have patience to just wait.
Amen.
Everybody is not on the same level. We have new people that come in. They have to be trained. So again, I say when we unify, God is well pleased. When we unify, when we love one another, when we cooperate with one another, when we do what pastor tells us to do or asks us to do, it's not hard. I have been stiff-necked and didn't want to do what I was told to do at some point in my life. But, you know, I want to say this. I thank God for all of the trials and tribulation I've gone through from September the 9th to now. He has really refined me and made me to hear and don't fly off the handle. Don't take everything to heart. You have to look in a person's spirit. We live in a perverted nation. And so much stuff is going on in our families. We're losing loved ones day by day. We're losing relationships day by day. We have sickness in our bodies day by day. So always just be patient. You never know what a person is going through. It could not even be about you, and most time it's not. So that's where the unity come in. When we throw our arms around our sisters, brothers, and Christian love, when we lift them up in prayer, when we cooperate with a whether one say, yeah, I got your back. I'm here. Yes. I'm here for you and mean it. And when I just want to leave this little thing with you, when I first came to ADM, I hadn't really thought too much about what ADM meant. And I asked Pastor C one day, I said, what did that mean? And she said, that's Awakened Deliverance Ministry. So me, I got my little trusted pen. Some of you have heard this before, but we have new people that hadn't heard what Awakened and Deliverance, how I see what it means. It says, A, we are in the ark of safety. W, wisdom from God. A, anchored in Jesus' name. K, kindness of God. E is for eternal life for believers. N, name given directly from God. D stands for dreams and visions. The E, Exodus, example of God's care. L, love of God. I, integrity and image of God. V, voice of God. E, encourage and rebuke with all authority. R, redeem because of unfailing love. A, acknowledge that God's way is right. N, you have a newness in Christ. C, clarion call to salvation. E, eager ears that hear the cry of the oppressed. That, my friend, is Awakened Deliverance Ministry. When you become a part of ADM, you will know how to unify with your sisters and brothers because we have a pastor, apostle that teaches that. He get a little hard sometimes, but it's all for our making. Receive it, stand on it, and let's all come together and unify. That's all I have for you tonight, and I will turn it back into hands to Apostle Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. I don't have much to say. You always hit it. Wow, you hit it, mother. I see why Pastor Smith be hollering after you get through, because I'm about ready to holler myself, like, amen, amen, amen. But saints of God, you know, the unity is the main key that will keep us together. And it's simply, you know, is like in the Greek, it represents hemnate. That's in the Greek where it speaks of unity, and the simplest means in the Greek, agreement. Agreement. Amen. What are you agreeing to? What are you agreeing to? And I know that so many, we don't came up through broken families. We don't came up through broken homes. We don't went through a lot of hurt. We don't went through a lot of mistrust. We don't went through a lot of backstabbing. We don't went through a lot of persecution. We don't went through a lot of hurt. And that damaged a lot of people's trust, because in order for me to be unified with the individual, I have to have some type of trust with you. And you got to understand something. We want to trust God, but we don't want to trust who God sent into our life. And what's happening is we are missing our blessings. We are missing the different things that God has for us because we want to receive it how we want to receive it. The Bible is structured to where it's giving you things to where it want to take care of you. And that's the thing that we have to understand, saints of God. The gospel want to take care of you. The gospel don't need you to take care of it. But we all, in the system with God, is structure. And unity is part of his structure. At the end of the day, the fivefold is there for the upbuilding and edifying the saints. And I'm telling you right now, you have a place in the kingdom of God. You have a place in your life. And you have a place. We don't have to take on this, take on that. I want to be this. I want to be that. I want to be this. I want to do that. Because what God is trying to do, he's trying to get something to you. And where you could get, and if you want to get to a place with God where you elevate up, you're going to have to, as an individual, to elevate yourself down. Oh, my goodness. You're going to have to elevate or humble yourself down to be elevated up. You know, it's so much of things to where we have so many people want to be the sheep, but nobody want to be the enemy. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you all a secret? In the body of Christ, in God, it's only one sheep. Regardless of who they sell, chief prophet, chief musician, chief apostle, at the end of the day, it's only one chief, and the chief is God. The chief is God. And I'm telling you right now, if you do it God's way, and we do it God's way, you're going to win every time. It's when we're not doing God's way where we're not winning. And God wants you all to win. And it's structured that the kingdom is structured to the place to where he wants each and every one of you in. I don't know about you, but I'm not looking to lose. I'm not in ministry. I'm not in my life to lose, to be defeated. And if anybody got the mindset they want to be defeated, baby, listen. We got to come into winning, and it's a system. And guess what? I'd rather win it with you than win it. Got to do it all by myself. It's a blessing when you can have help. It's a blessing when you can have somebody to work with you and be unified with you. Listen, I'm going to share something with you because we're going to get ready to go through a series about receiving and giving. Receiving and giving. We're going to go through a series. Listen, I got a question that I want to ask each and every one of you. I got a question that I want to ask you. And the question is, what have you been doing in your life for you could bring forth unity? What have you been doing as an individual? Have you been rejecting people who come out of your life? Have you been rejecting different things? Have you feel as though you could do it by yourself? Because pride in our own personal life, that's a unity blocker. Are you receiving the help that God want to bring to you, want to give to you? Are you unifying with the God sent help or with the God sent, or you feel as though you could do it all by yourself? Why is it very important that Pastor deal with our personal life? Because your personal life is an example of how you are in the spirit. Your personal life. And sometimes we reject God because God have not came down himself, and we don't want to unify with an individual, or we don't want to walk in the structure with an individual because we feel as though that individual is God sent, or I'm going to be embarrassed once you really see who I am. We got to get out of the mentality of being embarrassed, the mentality of having pride, the mentality like, oh, I just don't need nobody. We all need somebody. I need you.
Hallelujah.
You need me. And guess
Lord,
what? I want to share something with you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to share something with you.
Yes, Lord.
We all need somebody, but most
yes.
of all, we all need somebody without
thank
the title.
You, Jesus. Thank
we need a brother. We need a sister. We
yes.
need a brother. We need a sister. We need somebody that is going to
yes.
help us. And if you are my brother, and a lot of times it doesn't have to mean, okay, you're my prayer partner. No. Unity also means you're my brother's keeper. If you see me going down the wrong way, don't talk about me. Just bring your brother in because we unify. We unify. Where are we in our personal life? Where are we on a scale? The first place that I learned how to prophesy, it was in my own life first before I prophesied into anybody's life. The first place where I learned how to preach a sermon, it was in my own dwelling place before I preached a sermon to anybody else.
Hey, Jesus.
First of all, if you're not in one with yourself, how can you be in one with anybody else? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I feel a pulling of my spirit. We have to be in one and in tune with what God placed inside of us. God don't place greatness inside of each and every one of you. He placed greatness, and you deserve, regardless of who want to bring it to you, you deserve to hook up with the best. I deserve to be unified with the best. I deserve to be in unity with Mother Helen. I deserve to be in unity with Minister Juanita, be in unity with Pastor Smith. You deserve to be in unity with the best. And based on all that said, brother and sister, we in agreement. You is not going well too much. We're going to balance the load with each other. We're going to help balance each other out. Amen? And when we help balance each other out, guess what? We can go ahead and thrive together, and we will reign together. It's no I in team. It's only T-E-A-M. It's all about team. Saints of God, let's be a team. First of all, let's make sure you've been a team in your own personal life. Let's make sure we are unifying with the heavens. Let's make sure we're in order. And I found something out too, Mother Jackson. Let me step on some toes right quick. Let me step on some toes. You can have your own thing going on, but if you're not marching with your troops, you're out there by yourself. You could be marching, but you're not connected with your team. So you out there by yourself. We have many people marching, but who you connected with, who you unified with. Because they don't look at you as a pastor or as an evangelist of a prophet or the individual. You feel as though I don't need to be unified now. Because I feel as though I'm this. So many of us, we marching. We with a ministry. We in church. We doing different things, but we marching all by ourselves. We're not connected to anything or no one. We have our own movement going on. Please do not sabotage your life. Do not sabotage your prayer life, your blessing, your prosperity, because we cannot humble down. Do not sabotage because I cannot receive a blessing because I feel as though, no, I feel shame. Do not sabotage your life because I feel as though I'm just hurt. I don't want nobody to come around me. I don't trust you. Do not sabotage your life because of your past issues. If you want to get to your blessing this year, and if you want to get to your blessed place this year, that past stuff that happened in 2017, 2016, 2015, 2014, that stuff is the past. Let's move forward. Let's move forward with our brothers, with our sister, because at the end of the day, if you could get there before I can, because we're in unity together, I know you're going to pull me up. I know you're going to pull me. I know you're going to help me. Amen. Amen. So say to God, let's quit seven times in our life. Let's wait on God. Let's let God be the controller. Let's let God to do what he has to do. He has a system, and you cannot move out of that system. Amen. I know many of you, you fast. But if you walk in with your troops, and the troops say, and they say, hey, it's time for all of us to fast on this day. But you say, I already do my own days. You just walk in the spirit of rebellion. You're not walking into unity. So you are a liability. You're not a help to your team. You're not a help to you in your life. You become a liability. It's only unity. We have to do things in unity. And if we can do things in unity, you got to believe the heavens will back you. Let's get over our hurt. Let's give over our own issues. Let's move on. Let's begin to walk in the Bible. Let's walk into the scripture that God does structure, because at the end of the day, and giving you this order because they want to give something to you. And one thing that God doesn't do, before I leave off, God does not go against his scripture. Regardless of how much you cry, regardless of how much you pray, regardless of how much you want to do, speak in tongues all you want, if you're not into the scripture or the order of God, you are not going to see no results happening in your life. You could go and sow your 2018 seed, baby, and throw it at the altar. You could turn around with it, and you could do some cartwheels. You could go and get $2,000 and say, here comes my first fruit. Let me tell you something. If you are not in the structure of God, all that what you done is in vain. Regardless of who hyping you up, who putting that sweet candy in your ear, who telling you all these things and getting fat off your offering, you are not going to see the fruit of the things bless you in your life unless you walk in the structure of the Lord. That's the only way. That's the only way. You cannot substitute or pay for anything else for it to come quicker. Fasting, consecration. I thank God once again, Mother Helen, what an awesome word, unity. We all got to be reminded back here again to walk into unity, to walk into love, and to walk with our brothers and sisters, not to walk ahead of them. Amen. And then due timing, God will elevate you. And due timing, God going to take you to a place. But I'd rather to be the small one on the totem pole, because it's the small, humble one. That's why the Bible says, humble yourself as a child. That's the one going to be elevated. It's the humble one. And I'm telling you right now, if we all could get together, regardless of what your job might be or what you're doing, have confidence in your job. Understand this, it's not about my title, it's about my results. You can have the chief, you can have a great title but no results. And it's so little have a good title but no results. Understand that it's not about your title, it's about the results that you have in your life. You could be the person that mopping the floor and you getting more results in the spirit realm than the one up there preaching. Because why? You walking into your calling, you walking into unity, you walking into your office, you know who you are. So always remember, it's not about that title, it's about the results. I want to see the results. You need to see results. They can say all this thing, but you take a step back in your life and examine, is it results happening in my life? Is my finances changed? If my life is changing? If it's not changing, God, what is going on? Because I want to see results. I want to see results. Listen, man, it's always a blessing. I'm telling you, it's always a blessing. And I thank God for you all, and I bless God for you all. And I just give a shout-out to Pastor Smith and Mother Jackson. They are doing an excellent job. Trust me, I be on every morning. We be listening in. And I just thank God for them. Keep them up and also in prayer. Keep them up in prayer, because they're doing an excellent job touching lives all over. Remember, starting Friday, family, we're going to start our fast. Let's get in fasting. Understand, this is going to help you. This is going to help you. Don't be the one left behind speaking in tongues and think you got it going on and you're not following instructions or you're not getting into alignment that God has. Amen? Remember that. Also, this month, God will petition me where I'm going to begin to challenge each of you. I'm going to begin to challenge your prayer life. I'm going to begin to challenge your prayer life. So two times out of this month, one of the days, my God, and I will let you know, we're going to come and pray at 12 a.m. I'm going to challenge your prayer life. And another day, we're going to come back and pray. Another time, we're going to pray at 4 a.m. in the morning. I want to challenge your prayer life because it's something that God want to get to you. You got to believe if God called you to the nations, you're going to begin to get ready so you could go out to the nations where God will release you. We are not going to have no scholar. We are not going to have no slacker within us. God called you. You're going to be equipped. You're going to be ready. So I'm telling you right now, let's get ready. Get this challenge. Let's get in our prayer life. Let's stretch up. Let's allow God to stretch up. And that's what God is going to do. I'm telling you right now, the blessings of the Lord, it is here, it is ready, it is ready to overtake you. You get ready to receive no matter how difficult, how hard it's going to be, no matter what your case may be. God, if you need me to straighten up chairs, let me straighten up the chairs. Long as I'm in the midst of the blessing, I will receive the blessing. Long as you're in the midst of the blessing, brothers and sisters, not about the title, not about your rank, you just get ready to receive the blessing. And for what I can see right now, everyone on this line, everyone that is listening all over the world, you get ready to receive the blessing because God always gives the instructions before he releases your presence. He's going to give you the instruction. I'm telling you right now, your year is going to be, matter of fact, ain't no sense to, it is already great. You go ahead and rejoice because our life is already turned around. And all we can do is tell God, thank you for what you are doing in our life. Listen, saints of God, I'm telling you right now, I feel the presence of the living God. And I pray that each and every one of you, your prayer will come up to another level. Your worship will come up to another level. Your seeking the face with God will get deeper like never before because God got greatness. God is ready to use you as an example, as a model piece. It is your time and it is your season. So, saints of God, I'm telling you right now, you go ahead and get ready to rejoice because the biggest breakthrough, the biggest blessing in your life, you are one ticky toe for receiving it. So you get ready, you rejoice, and if God's going to keep us in prayer, let us pray. If God call a fast, let us fast. If he say consecrate, let us consecrate because we know he's doing all this stuff and it gets something to us. And I rather be around the fire to get the smoke in me other than not be around the fire and don't receive anything. And I'm telling you right now, your breakthrough is here. Until that time, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you go ahead and praise God because your victory is here. God bless each and every one of you.
Oh, oh. I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your power this very hour. Go with
of your heart.
I want to see your glory. I want